Tonight, we are on Concept 8, page C24 in the back of the 2021 through 2023 Red Service Manual, which reads, the trustees of the General Service Board act in two primary capacities. A, with respect to the larger matters of overall policy and finance, they are the principal planners and administrators. They and their primary committees directly manage these affairs. And B, but with respect to our separately incorporated and constantly active services, the relation of the trustees is mainly that of full stock ownership and of custodial oversight, which they exercise through their ability to elect all directors of these entities. Billy, you'll have until 2 minutes to the top of the hour. The time is yours.
Thanks. Good evening, everyone. Billy Alcoholic. Welcome. There's two parts to this concept, obviously, A and B. They make it easy. They label it A and B. I will reference concept 6 as I did when I referenced concept 8 when we did concept 6. It's kind of like the opposite or the alter ego of concept 6. In concept 6, it tells you that large matters of policy and finance, the final decision, belongs to the conference. Here, it tells you basically that the administration, the planning, and the managing of large matters of policy and finance does not belong to the conference. Those belong to the board. They belong to the General Service Board. As such, large matters of policy and finance don't belong to the General Service Board. They belong to the conference. I want to be very respectful of the General Service Board and the awesome amount of work that they do. It is a tremendous, tremendous amount of work. The debate is always going to be, what is a large matter of policy and finance? That's the debate. Like, where is the dividing line? And of course, to make things easier, there is no dividing line in writing. So it's kind of like practical common sense. You could also apply this to the two operating corporations, AWS and AA Grapevine. And regardless of your view on the preamble, I'm going to use that as one of the greatest demonstrations of concept 8 and 6 as far as it going to the conference. The Grapevine, the preamble copyright is owned by the Grapevine, not AA World Services. If you see the preamble in any of our literature, it always says printed with the permission of AA Grapevine. Because that's their copyright. The Grapevine Board could have, if they wanted to, changed the preamble legally, sat with them. But after much discussion, they determined that it did fit the criteria of a large matter of policy. And as such, sent it to the conference committee, or to the conference, which sent it to the conference committee. And then the conference decided to make the change. I think that's, you know, I salute the Grapevine Board for taking the time to not only just dispose of the issue, but decide we don't have the spiritual authority, we have the legal authority. But this really is a large matter of policy. The same could be said of electronic books for AAWS. Those copyrights all belong to AAWS. But because of the trouble there was with the early issues of putting the big book on the Kindle and things that happened, the AAWS board decided, you know what, this is a large matter of policy. The fellowship loves the big book. We should let the fellowship make the decision. Again, a huge matter of policy where the legal right was with the corporation and they decided to let the conference make the decision. Now, there will always be debates about what is a large matter of policy. But if you look at this year's conference that just that happened a couple of months ago, the annual contribution limit on individuals, that belongs to the conference. It's too large a matter of policy to just belong to the board. And so this year, they dealt with that. I personally believe, listen, I'm with everyone else. I read the financials. I haven't seen the latest financials. I think they'll come out after board weekend. But as of June 30th, I'm very aware that the Grapevine and Lavinia are in the hole about 1.2 million. But, you know, when people complain to me about this, I always say to them, like, you need to talk to all of the delegates of the conference. Like, any radical change of Lavinia, first of all, Lavinia is a conference action that the General Service Board will pay for it out of its general fund as a service. The Grapevine, as we know it, has been every month for a long time. And the cover's in color. And it's a certain amount of pages. That's a large matter of policy that the board is never, I believe the board is going to be handcuffed because they're always going to be looking over their shoulders if they try to make any radical changes to fix the finances. The board does get involved, the General Service Board, with certain financial details. It's not only AAWS and the AA Grapevine. The Board of Trustees does. A perfect example is the International Convention. The registration cost for the International Convention is voted on by the Trustees Committee on International Convention and Regional Forums. Once that is a recommendation, it then goes to the full General Service Board. And the full General Service Board then votes on that, which we all, the ones of us that are going, have paid our registration price to go to the International Convention. I do believe, however, if the General Service Board had said, you know what, don't charge an adequate registration price, charge a less than is needed price, we'll just pay for it and take a loss, I think the fellowship would come back and say, we need to take a hard look at that cost. But again, I want to say to people who are out there talking about our finances, you can't just shoot the board, all three boards. The fellowship, the delegates, the 93 area delegates have to take some individual responsibility as members of the General Service Conference to carry those out. There are two exceptions to B. So B, and I'll take the time to explain it slowly, with respect to our separately incorporated and constantly active services, the relation of the trustees is mainly that of a full stock ownership and of custodial oversight, which they exercise through their ability to elect all the directors of these entities. There is a mouthful there. And there's a lot of spiritual versus legal. Let's start with the obvious one, the concept itself that says through full stock ownership. You will notice on the last page of this concept that there is a footnote. Footnote number one, and both AA World Services Inc. and AA Grapevine Inc. are now membership corporations. Their members are the trustees of AA World Services. AA World Services are the trustees. AA World Services was incorporated as a nonprofit corporation in 1962. A grapevine was incorporated as a nonprofit corporation in 1971. So that's footnote number one. Now, what's amazing about footnote number one, a little information about the service manual, it can be a little confusing because there's no matching one to find. Like with most footnotes, in the text, you see a one or a two or a three. And then you go to the end and you look up the footnote and read it. In this one, there is no number one. That is because the Report and Charter Committee and the conference decided they're not going to put a footnote in the actual concept, because that would actually require a change per the conference charter. Some would argue of a 75% vote of the registered groups. So there is no number one inside the actual text of the concept, not the narrative. However, there is a footnote. That was created because the concept is inaccurate today as far as full stock ownership. There is full stock ownership spiritually by the General Service Board. There is not full stock ownership by the General Service Board, Inc., legally. Those three corporations, if you use the word M member with a capital M, not AA member, legal member, M with a capital M, there's 21 members of each corporation. 22 now, once we elect the Class A. But those members are the trustees. Those are three individual companies. Do the trustees elect the directors of these organizations? Yes. Legally, it's very easy to see how that happens. At the board meeting after the General Service Conference, there is an agenda. Actually, the General Service Board meeting stops and they open up a meeting of the members of AA World Services. And the members elect the nine directors. They then close that meeting and open up a meeting of the members of the AA Grapevine. When that meeting is open, they elect the directors of the AA Grapevine Corporation, and then they close that meeting. So it can get quite confusing. If you're making notes at all, maybe this could help a little bit. The General Service Board, every trustee is a member of that corporation and is a director of that corporation on the General Service Board itself. The AA Grapevine, every trustee is a member, but only five trustees are members of the Grapevine, are directors of the Grapevine Board. For AA World Services, every trustee is a member of AA World Services, Inc., but only four trustees, usually, I said five for the Grapevine and four for AWS, usually are directors. The corporate bylaws of AAWS and AA Grapevine require that at least four trustees be directors of on either corporation. It is usually for the Grapevine two regional trustees, two general service trustees, and one Class A. For AA World Services, it is usually two regional trustees and two general service trustees. But then these corporations have other directors that are not trustees. So, what types of other directors? Well, they have executive employees, like the executive editor of the Grapevine board is on the Grapevine, the executive editor of the Grapevine, the executive publisher is on the Grapevine board. On the AWS side of the house, the general manager and the staff coordinator are members of the AA World Services board, the AAWS board. Then there's three other people on each board, usually. Three non-trustee directors. So why do we, what's so complicated? Non-trustee, NTD, another acronym. That means they're a director on the AWS board or the AA Grapevine board, but they are not a member. Neither is the executive editor, publisher, or the general manager and staff coordinator. They are directors on those corporate boards, but they are not members of the corporation. The way that we select the non-trustee directors, in fact, we will find out, I'm sure, after this board weekend. Each board had openings. Each corporate board had openings for non-trustee directors this year. The announcements went out in June or July after the conference. I am guessing that they interviewed people in August and September and maybe October. I am guessing usually that in October, the names that they selected will go to the trustees nominating committee. So that's kind of the bridge to the concept. If you're looking for, in regards to non-trustee directors, how do they correspond with this, where it says, but with respect to our separately and incorporated constantly active services, the relations of the trustees is mainly that of full stock ownership and custodial oversight, which they exercise through their ability to elect all the directors. If the Grapevine board or the AWS board in the last 3 months selected someone or some people to be non-trustee directors, well, then how does that mean that the trustees do it? Well, that's because it's not final. When the AWS board or the AA Grapevine board select their candidate, which is why it's not announced yet, because it'll go to the trustees nominating committee next weekend at the board weekend. And the trustees nominating committee needs to approve the selection of those non-trustee directors. And doesn't stop there. If they approve it, they need to send it to the full General Service Board for the actual General Service Board meeting next Monday. And that's where those people will get approved, but almost there, not quite there. Because then those names go on the slate for the conference to approve. That's the path of a non-trustee director. Corporate board nominating committee, full corporate board, trustees nominating committee, full general service board, approved by the conference, and then after the conference, legally elected when the trustees are meeting in their capacity as members of either AAWS or AA Grapevine. That is the complicated, real path. People will say, is it a rubber stamping path? I would tell you no. Most of the time, is the candidate selected by the corporate board, approved by the trustees nominating committee? Yes. Is it all of the time? No. It is not all of the time. There's a much better approval, probably, ratio for things that go from the trustees nominating to the General Service Board. But from the corporate board to trustees nominating will have a handful of questions, exercising their right per Concept 8 exercising their custodial oversight. Then we have these general service trustees. Because remember, the regional trustees, they serve 4 years. They only serve usually 2 years on any corporate board. And they serve their middle 2 years. So a trustee, a regional trustee, has 4 years as a trustee. Years one and four, they are a trustee and director of the General Service Board. And they are a member of AAWS and AA Grapevine, but not a director on those corporations. Years two and three for a regional trustee, they're a member and director on the General Service Board, but they are also a member and director of one of the affiliate corporations for years two and three, and the other corporation, they are a member. If you look at my own path, for 4 years, I was a director on the AA World Services Board as a non-trustee director. But I was not a member of the General Service Board or of AA Grapevine or of AA World Services. When I became a General Service Trustee, I was a member and director of the General Service Board. I was a member and a director on the AAWS board, and I was a member only of the AA Grapevine board. I never served as a director on the AA Grapevine board. General service trustees have to come from current or past non-trustee directors. If it is a past, they have to have finished one full term by the time they are put forward to go onto the General Service Board. This can happen a couple of different ways. Often, there is someone on the board who has served 3 or 4 years, and the AAWS or AA Grapevine Nominating Committee selects that person to become a General Service Board trustee, a General Service trustee. They then send that name to trustees nominating, and if trustees nominating approves it, they send the name to the full General Service Board. There are times that trustees nominating have not agreed with the name selected by either one of the corporate boards, and they have either selected their own name or they have asked the corporate board to reconsider and come back with a different name, that they're not comfortable approving the name. That's way number one. There is a second way. Sometimes there might not be somebody on the board currently as a non-trustee director who, remember, the nominating committee of AAWS or AA Grapevine is the trustees on that board, okay? That's who make up the nominating committee of the individual corporate boards. And the executive, meaning the general manager of GSO on the AWS side and the executive editor publisher on the Grapevine side, they serve as the secretary of the nominating committee. The voting members are the trustees on each of those corporate boards. If they feel that they want a bigger pool of candidates, they have the option of sending a letter out to all past non-trustee directors. And it does not have to, and it's all, not just from their corporation. So whether it's AAWS or AA Grapevine, if they decide to contact all past non-trustee directors, it's anybody who served as a non-trustee director for either corporation. And they will send them a simple letter letting them know there is an opening. And they will say, please respond. Are you willing to stand for General Service Trustee or not? If you are willing, please send in this completed resume. That sometimes happens. Stay in process. Except the nominating committee of each corporate board would interview the candidates, almost like an interview for a non-trustee director. And they will come to a decision via third legacy voting, recommend that person to their board, and then send it to the full trustees nominating committee, which I don't know which process is going on for general service trustees, because there's general service trustee openings on AWS and AA Grapevine this year, and there's non-trustee director openings. So the nominating committee of the general service board will be very busy this weekend. And in the way that our calendar usually works, we deal with non-trustee directors and general service trustees usually at the October board weekend, which this week year is kind of November. And we deal with Class A trustees and the interview process and selection in January. Sometimes October, but usually January. Now, this custodial oversight thing, there is an exception in the concept. In the third paragraph of this concept, it says, here's the board's attitude that has to be that of custodial oversight. It cannot be the executive. Hence, the trustees are the guarantors of good management of AA World Services and the AA Grapevine Inc. They discharge their custodial obligation by electing the directors of these services, a part of whom must always be trustees. That's what the bylaws say, like I told you. But this means the executive direction of these functions is securely lodged in the active service corporations themselves rather than in the general service board. Each corporate service entity should possess its own charter, its own working capital, its own executive, its own employees, its own offices and equipment. And I'll stop right there. If you're one of those people who goes to the nth degree to look at our tax returns online, and you'll see the names of all the directors of the corporation are on this, you know, we have an AWS, an AA Grapevine, a General Service Board tax return. And between AWS and AA Grapevine, you'll see that we apportion some of the salary to each corporation. And it shows on our tax return. However, that is a accounting apportionment only. Even though the General Service Board has a tax ID number, nobody that's an employee works for the General Service Board. The General Service Board is not the legal employer of any of our employees. If you are an employee who receives a paycheck, you are either paid by AA World Services or AA Grapevine. You might be one of the employees on the AAWS side that we kind of split the money between the two corporations. But if you filed an unemployment claim or you filed a workers' comp claim, it would not be against the General Service Board. It would be against AAWS. That is the reason the retirement committee for the old guaranteed pension, that's the reason the committee was called the retirement committee of the AA Grapevine and AA World Services, because it's the employees of those two corporations. And then it says at the end, the exception to concept 8B. Concept 8B is like a big mirror in front of the trustees reminding themselves to stay in their lane. You elected these people, let them do their job, and shame on you if you elected the wrong people. But for the most part, your remedy is to elect better directors. That's what it's saying. Except for two situations. Except to mediate difficult situations and to see that the corporate service corporations operate within their budgets and within the general framework of policy, the board will seldom need to do more so far as routine service operations are concerned. So that means, the first part of that means, if AA World Services and AA Grapevine aren't cooperating, aren't working well together, are acting like they're Coke and Pepsi instead of Alcoholics Anonymous, right? Like, and believe it or not, our history has a long period of time of Coke and Pepsi. It was Ward Ewing who in 2010 or 9 actually, no 10, no 9, sorry, it was 9, established the AAWS AA Grapevine Cooperation Subcommittee. And that has led to a lot of things moving in the right direction going forward, honoring the concepts, but working together the best we can. Here's a perfect example of that. I think I'm a big fan of it because I fought for it, so I could be a little partial. But I will tell you, I was an AAWS non-trustee director who took a lot of quote-unquote sniper fire. Is remember that in Toronto in 2005, the international convention, you still had to mail in a good old written registration form. 2010, San Antonio, we have electronic registration. And what do we notice? 93% of the registrants in 2010 registered electronically out of the gate. First time we did electronic registration. So there were a few of us that were asking ourselves, wait a minute. We ask these AA members their name, their full name, their address. We take a payment method from them. We charge them for registration to the convention. And we don't stop there. We actually ask them, do they want like one of these souvenir books for the Grapevine or AAWS celebrating the current international convention? So a few of us said to ourselves, why aren't we asking these people if they want a Grapevine subscription? We're screaming we don't have enough people subscribed to the Grapevine. And at service events, we're always talking to ourselves, the people in the choir, the people who are us. Meanwhile, we know at the international convention, there's lots of people not in the choir. They might not be active in general service, but they're good AA members. The first time we did that in Atlanta, 1,000 new Grapevine subscriptions. 1,000. When you talk about the last time we got 1,000 new subscriptions, now I don't know the numbers of this last one up to date so far. But I will tell you that there was a big pushback that people on the AWS side of the house were like, no, we're not going to do that. This isn't to ask people if they want a Grapevine. This is the international convention. Sometimes I like to say in AA, in honor of the World Series, which is going on right now, and I have no idea what the score is, and don't send it to me. I don't want to know. It's very important to remember a very important Tommy Lasorda speech in the Dodgers locker room, which is, the most important thing on your shirt or jersey is the name of the team on the front, not the name on the back, not the individual. So it is Alcoholics Anonymous. We do not act like Coke and Pepsi. We do not act like Burger King and McDonald's. We act like we're one big Alcoholics Anonymous. And besides that, That's what causes kind of some of the problem. I love conference approved literature, but when I hear certain people are saying, don't put Grapevine books out on your literature display, I'm like, what has happened to us? Like, the Grapevine books are AA books. So I just wanted to talk about that. The other thing I just want to talk about is the general manager and the executive editor publisher. They are executives. It does get a little complicated there. The executive editor publisher of the Grapevine Board is selected by the Grapevine Board and reports to the Grapevine Board. The general manager of GSO, even though they are an AWS employee legally, they are selected by the General Service Board and AAWS, and they report to both AAWS and the General Service Board. There is work that that general manager does inside the office for both corporations. You have the business side of AAWS, then you have the trustee committee side of the General Service Board. All of the people carrying out both of those functions work for the general manager. When the general manager is selected, there is a nominating procedure. I want to say procedure 14. I could be off there by a number or two. But a committee is established with a chairperson. It is made up of members of the General Service Board and directors from AAWS. They make a full recommendation to the full General Service Board of two or three names. That is the responsibility of that committee and what the nominating procedure says. They do not send one name to the General Service Board. Their job is to go through all the resumes, do all the interviews, and send the top two or three candidates to the General Service Board. And then the General Service Board will have full interviews with the full board of each of those three people or two people. And after those interviews are completely over, the General Service Board will like your area election. After all the discussion is over, go to a three legacy vote. They'll have a third legacy vote. And the winner of that third legacy vote becomes the new general manager. So a little different because the Grapevine Board handles the selection of the executive editor publisher. Now, when I say handles, do they take input from the General Service Board? Of course. There is no doubt about it. At the end of the day, they vote and they approve the name and let the General Service Board know who they approve. So with that, I know that is so much information. I'm going to go into questions to take any questions that anyone has. Who designed the process? Are the other corps as complicated? When do they get any work done? So I'm going to ask the person who sent that question in. When you say corps, you mean corporations. Which other corporations besides AWS and the Grapevine? Who designed the process? Inside the corporate boards, their nominating committees have approved processes and their board has approved them. Inside the General Service Board, the nominating committee designs and approves their designs and votes to approve their nominating procedures, and then the General Service Board approves them. But I don't understand the person who asked the question, what do you mean are other corps as complicated? I don't know if you mean inside AA or outside AA. There is a question here. I am going to It says, what is going on with the Grapevine 5-year plan? I will do this. That's a good question for your delegate. If your delegate says everything is fine, I'm just going to tell you that's wrong. Okay? But your job to get the point across is with your delegate, or if you're at an event where your regional trustee is at. The Grapevine app is 50% or more below its projected levels. Not the highest levels, its projected levels. I listened to a recording from Dallas or Fort Worth a couple of weeks ago of the Southwest Regional Trustee. I guess I found it interesting that the Southwest Regional Trustee stated that she doesn't understand why the app approval didn't go to the conference. That seems to be pretty unusual in my humble opinion. But that is what the trustee said. The trustee then went to say that it's because the two people involved have no general service experience. They were not past delegates. I'm not really sure that's true, especially because to be a non-trustee director or general service trustee, we don't only count delegate experience. We count all general service experience. And it was a full decision of the Grapevine board to go forward with the app, not just one or two people. It wasn't the executive editor, publisher, or just the chair of the Grapevine board. And they requested money from the reserve fund, which the Grapevine board doesn't have that authority. So they had to get the full general service board to approve using that money. I think my biggest concern, again, this is really, you got to bring these issues to your delegate. Here's the example I would use. And I know it's going to sound like I am picking on AA members, and I maybe am a little. If there was a line in Vancouver next July for registration, like you didn't mail in, you didn't do online, and one line said free and the other line said $180, we know that people like us, a good 20, 30, 40% of the fellowship is going to pay because they pay their way and they love AA. But we honestly know that there's 50 or 60%, they're going to take it for free. They're going to be like, there's a free line, I'm going to take it for free. The problem with the Grapevine app seems to be that we have a free line. There's a lot of things you can get from the app for free without subscribing. And so if every person that downloaded the app had a subscription, we would meet our numbers. The reason we're not meeting our numbers is because you can download the app and get certain things for free and don't have to subscribe. As you know, most other apps that you have, you have to click that little button and then you automatically get charged, or they give you a free 7-day, they're so generous, free trial on the app. And then you start paying. So all of those questions should go to your delegate. Let's see. Other corporations outside of AA. No, I would say a lot of other corporations, nonprofits, they're just as complicated. We're not the only ones who are this complicated. There's a question here, which is really a seventh tradition question. It's about the use of the word donations. I would just tell you, please go to whoever you go to for traditions information. There is an advisory action. I will point to the literature that says we stop using the word donation and we use the word contribution. There is a difference between the two. But best if you go to the person that you take traditions information from and really talk about it rather than hear what I have to say. Any other eighth concept questions? I'll give it a minute or two. Am I saying that approval is within planning or management? No. Remember, planning or management has to do with large matters of policy. Okay. The boards are free to approve things about their own organizational function that are not large matters of policy. I got another question too, which is, has anyone ever served on both AWS and AA Grapevine? So that's an interesting question. Non-trustee directors are prevented from doing that because they have been approved by the conference to only be a non-trustee director for that corporation. There are general service trustees who served as a non-trustee director for one corporation and as a general service trustee for another. If you go back in our history, there are two or three trustees who, while trustee, have served on both the Grapevine board and the AWS board, but not at the same time. There was sickness or death that each board needed somebody to fill in, and the trustee at large was asked to do it, but not at the same time. Why not clearly define matters of large matters of policy and finance? I mean, I don't know. Have you ever tried to define something with an alcoholic? I mean, we are the ultimate people for finding and shooting angles and finding a way. And, you know, I can tell you that it's like a sense, it's like a sixth sense that you get that, like, you feel in your stomach or your brain that, wow, this is a matter for the conference. It's not a matter for the board. And there'll be debates about that. So the Grapevine app shouldn't have gone to conference. The Grapevine app did not go to conference for approval. There is no conference action to approve the Grapevine app as far as the five-year plan and the money. There was sharing of information about the app, but the board did not ask, the General Service Board did not ask the conference if we should invest that much money. The General Service Board made that decision on their own. How or who developed the concepts? Great question. Bill W. wrote them with the help of Bernard Smith. The short form were created by a Grapevine editor in the mid-60s, approved in 1971. Oh, okay. Here's a good question. I guess this is for recent AA assembly activity. After the area votes for a trustee at large, what happens next? Okay. In the United States, every area had the ability, or still does if they have not had their assembly yet, to send in one candidate for trustee at large. Here's what will happen. In January, at the nominating committee meeting of the trustees will review all 93 resumes, if there are 93, and they will send them to the conference committee. In April, the conference committee will on trustees will look at all 93 resumes and just make sure they all meet the requirements to be a trustee at large. On Wednesday at the conference, there will be a regional lunch for each region. The regions inside the United States at that regional lunch will have a third legacy vote. All the names that were nominated by areas in your region will be put on the board in that lunchroom. Your region will determine one nominee from your region. After lunch, the U.S. trustee-at-large election will happen, and it'll be those six names. So you go from your area to the regional lunch. And from the regional lunch, only one name comes from your region. And then all the delegates of the United States, all members of the trustees nominating committee, and all members of the conference committee on trustees will participate in that vote, which is a third legacy election. Great question. Because, you know, sometimes we're just too hard on new people. And, you know, you're going to hear so many times between now and January, or maybe even May, you're going to hear someone say that so-and-so in your area was elected trustee at large. That's a learning, teachable moment. Nope. What they were done is they were selected as your area's candidate. They were nominated by your area. Whether they become trustee at large is up to the election at the conference. Is there an argument that it should have? You know, that's a very good question about should the amount of money for the Grapevine for that app been sent to the conference? I don't think that I have seen all the information that the board saw, so I wouldn't want to say yes or no. I think it's a interesting question that that trustee brings up. I'm not really sure. I don't know. I can't believe the Grapevine committee or board was happy with those comments. It's a lot of money. It's a real large lot amount of money. And I think it's complicated further by at a very unique time in our history, right? For the first time in 40 or so years, our reserve fund is months under the minimum. So does that make it a further question that should have went to the conference, maybe because we already are low because of COVID, and now we want to take $1 million or $1.5 million and use it for an app? Maybe. I just don't know that I was in the know enough to know those details. But I did find it interesting when I listened to that tape. I mean, yeah, so I don't know. Let's see. That's it, Brooke. We're all done.
All audio and video files on the District6AA.org website or the District 6 in Area 15 YouTube channel are for personal use only. Reproduction, distribution, and commercial use are not permitted. In accordance with District 6 current practice, no faces are shown in our videos and audio is scrubbed for anonymity prior to publishing. Contributors whose voices are heard have given record and release consent. Opinions expressed by the presenter are their own and do not necessarily represent the group conscience of District 6 as a whole.